but they did out-rebound the Cyclone 33-21 in that contest and held the Cyclone to nobody in double digits in that ball game. Three players had 8 points in the contest. They shot 33% from the floor and 35% from the arc, 6-17, but too much Trojans in the second half as they came back to win that ball game, and a real thriller.
Yeah, it was a really fun ball game that first time around, and we expect nothing short of that once again here at UC. Two teams warm up here and get set for tonight's contest here. If you're in the area, this is one that you should probably try to get out here and take a look at. Of course, we're here for you if you can't make it out, but if you can come out and support the Trojans, fill some seats here at the house with a nice crowd filing in here this evening. Take a look here at the two starting lineups for these two teams as we get set for basketball. The Harlan Cyclones tonight, their head coach Mitch Osborne, they're 10-4 overall, 6-3 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Here's their starting five. Number 3, Adam Jewell, the 6'1 junior. Number 23, Nate Claver, the 6'2 senior. Number 25, Gabe Perry, the 6'3 junior. Number 31, Trey Landsman, the 6'6 junior. And number 55, Nathan Cave, the 6'4 junior. That's your starting five for the Cyclones.
So three of them averaging in double digits, Chris, on the season. Landsman averaging just under 16 points a game. Cave and Perry each just a little over 10. And Adam Jewell is averaging about 8.5 a game. Landsman shoots almost 60% from the floor as he does most of his work down low. But also Nathan Cave hitting on 48% of his threes, 29 out of 60 coming in to tonight. As a team, they shoot 47% from the floor, 37 from the arc, and 64% from the free throw line. Landsman's also tough down low, their leading rebounder, and also has 44 blocked shots on the season for the Cyclones.
Right. Talented lineup there for the Cyclones to start off, and it's a talented group for the Trojans as well with a lot of experience. Head coach Steve Blazek, they're 15-1 overall, 9-1 in conference play, and here's their starting five. Number 14, Sam Markham, the 6'2 senior. Number 20, Chad Christensen, the 6'2 senior. Number 30, Stuart Hoyg, the 6'2 senior. Number 32, Dalton Franken, the 6'6 senior. And number 44, Harrison Hoyg, the 6'3 senior. Your starting five for the Trojans.
Well, the Trojans also three players averaging double digits. Dalton Franken averaging about 16.5. Sam Markham, 13. Chad Christensen at 10. And Stuart Hoyg averaging 8.5, but he's been on fire lately. 27-point game the last time out for the Trojans. Franken hits on almost 52% of his shot. They're a good free throw shooting team with three of their starting five shooting 71% or better. They shoot 67.5% from the free throw line as a team, 32% from the arc, and 44.6% from the floor. Dalton Franken leads them in rebounding on the season. They have a great duo out front stealing the basketball with Christensen and Markham leading the way there, and Christensen also has 93 assists on the year. One of the key numbers always for Atlantic is their steal. They've turned the ball over 136 times, but they have 182 steals on the season, 50 more steals than turnovers just about, and they have a little over 100 more steals than the Cyclones do defensively. They can really cause a lot of problems to other teams.
They sure can, and that was the big story in that ballgame the last time around. Once the Trojans sat down, they were able to get a bunch of steals in the second half. Sam Markham leading the charge on that front to help lead that victory last time out against the Cyclones on the road. See if that plays a factor once again here for you tonight. Once again, I'm Chris Post alongside Jim Field. We're getting set for high school basketball here tonight for you on KJN between the Harlan Cyclones and the Atlantic Trojans. Here, we want to thank you for listening in here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're on the web for you as well at KJN.com. And we have you on in your pocket as well. You download a mobile app for the iPhone or Android platform. You can go to the iTunes or Google Play Store and you can download those apps for free. That's the look at how you can connect with us here on KJN. We hope you do so for this great basketball game here tonight. The Cyclones have already been introduced here to the crowd. The Trojans are getting set to be introduced now. We'll go ahead and take one quick time out and back for tip-off. We're listening to high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa auto parts dealer in downtown Atlantic. Trust quality Napa parts for your automotive needs. See your local Napa dealer, Atlantic Motor Supply, in downtown Atlantic today. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today. And Tanner's Fashions, now is the time to add to your wardrobe. Select from Missy and Petite dresses, coordinate groups, sportswear, and coats. Tanner's Fashions in downtown Atlantic, where browsers are welcome, buyers adored.
And welcome
back here to Atlantic High School tonight as we get set for our Hawkeye 10 conference contest here this evening between the Atlanta Trojans and the Harlan Cyclones. It should be a terrific boys high school basketball game for you here. Great crowd on hand here. Both teams have been introduced to the crowd, and now we're going to listen in here for you as we hear our national anthem here this evening before we get started with basketball.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Taking care of our national anthem here this evening as we get set for high school basketball here tonight. Once again, I'm Chris Parks alongside Jim Field getting set for Hawkeye 10 hoops here this evening. Harlan and Atlantic, big game here as they run down the stretch here of the season, and both teams really trying to get on a good roll here at the end of the year to position themselves here for the postseason. Harlan in their road red uniforms with the black lettering and the black and white trim. Atlantic in the home white uniforms with the black lettering and the gold trim here tonight as we get set to tap it up. Once again for the Cyclones, it's Adam Jewell, Nate Claver, Gabe Ferry, Trey Landsman, and Nathan Cade. For Atlantic, Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, Stuart Hoy, Dalton Franken, and Harrison Hoy. Markham in the center circle against Landsman, and we're ready to tap it up. And a tap is won by the Cyclones. Landsman gets up quickly and taps it back in. We'll start things off. Claver goes right side with it, guarded closely out on the arc. Man-to-man pressure here by the Trojans to start things off. Left side drive for Jewell now. He'll kick it back up top into the hands of Nathan Cave. And now back over left side they go to Jewell. Jewell will back it out to the top of the key. Trying to set something up here. Good tight defense right now by the Trojans. Not much room. Pass off to Cave. He'll kick it in the corner now. Claver, a drive, kick back out. Cave will try a three. That's short. Rebound in the hands of Sam Markham. Good first defensive possession for the Trojans. Now Chad Christensen will set up the offense. Passes it right side over to Sam Markham. Looks to lob down low. Now out high to Franken. Left side it goes to Stuart Hoy. Back up top. Markham, a pump fake. Now he'll back it back out. Pressure to the left side to Stuart Hoy. Up top, Franken. He'll try the quick three. That's just off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Jewell. Jewell will push it up the floor. Left side to Claver. Claver out on the arc. Back up top to Jewell. Adam Jewell will dribble and kick it in the corner now. Into the hands of Gabe Perry. Back up top now it goes to Landsman. Landsman over to Jewell. Jewell looking down low. Now they'll kick it in the corner to Cave. He'll try the three again. That's off the mark. Just off the back iron. The rebound pulled down by Hoy. Stuart Hoy with it. Push it up ahead left side to Dalton Franken. And now they'll back it back out. Just underway here at Atlantic High School. Nothing game so far. Couple of possessions here so far. Now Chad Christensen finds a feet as he drives around the screen from Harrison. Hoping he finds an easy layup and gets the scoring started as the Trojans now lead it 2-0. Up to the floor quickly. Claver will hang and float one up on the right side of the lane. Missed it. Rebound by Franken. He'll push it up ahead. Markham on the way to the basket. Layup no good. Rebound by Franken. His putback is no good. Gets the board again and falls away and misses that one off the front of the rim. It's out of bounds. Last touch here by the Cyclones. Atlantic will keep it underneath.
Tough sledding underneath. Those easy ones don't look so easy when you got a bunch of guys bigger than you standing down there pounding on you.
Christensen will kick it in the corner here off the inbound of Markham. And now he'll drive baseline. Found a seam. He'll float one up over the top. No good. And now a foul on the rebound attempt. They're going to call Markham for reaching back over the top to try to get that rebound, and he'll pick up the first foul of the game.
Yeah, we say this almost every Atlantic game, Chris, but one of the key matchups will be Harrison Hoyt down in the post working against Trey Lance with a 6'6 junior. He's always working against a bigger kid, and he has to work really hard. He's been playing good defense down there this year.
Off the floor, the Cyclones will have it up top with Flavor. And they'll try to screen for him out high. He'll go left side with the drive. Got by Christensen and gets the layup. Nate Flavor with the bucket and 2-2. Trojans back the other way now. 5:26 left to go here in the first quarter. Right side pass over to Stuart Hoyt. He'll stop and fire the three ball. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound comes out and into the hands of Jewell. Then he tripped and fell. He came back out to Mark, and he got passed down over to Christensen. Wraparound layup is good. 4-2. Trojans lead it. Have an unfortunate trip up there for Adam Jewell, and the ball ends up in the hands of the Trojans. Flavor now out front with it for the Cyclones. We'll kick it in the corner to Jewell. Now back up top to Flavor. He'll screen for him. He'll go right side, kick it outside. Jewell with a three ball. No good. Rebound pulled down by Markham. He'll run with it. Right side of the floor. Now go to the right corner and kick it back up top. Over to Christensen, left side. He'll try to drive. Lost the handle on it. Picks it back up. Off to Stuart Hoyt. Down the right side they go. Markham up top. Franken. He's open from the free throw line for a jumper, and he knocks it down. Movement got Markham free as he came from the block up to the top and caught it, knocked it down there for 16. Left side dribble for Claver. He'll kick it off to Cave. He tries to drive, now hands it off to Jewell. Jewell will go left side. Knocked away. Good defense by Stuart Hoyt staying in front of him. Cyclones will keep it here on the near sideline. Cyclones working from left to right here as we start the contest. 6-2 ball game here. Atlantic with the lead early on. 4:13 left to go in the opening quarter. Dave Ferry with the ball left side. Now he'll drive and kick it in the corner. Baseline drive, and getting around that time is Trey Lansman picking up the move to get the bucket. It's now a 6-4 ball game. Pass up top here to Stuart Hoyt. He'll drive to the free throw line. Dump a nice pass off to Franken, who was open and got the shot and the foul.
That was a really nice pass by Stuart Hoyt. He had just enough room to bounce that in down low, and Franken took that on the hop and took it straight to the rack.
Trey Lansman picks up the foul. That'll be his first, and the first foul against the Cyclones. Great teamwork that time by the Trojans. Now Franken will try to complete the three-point play. It's short on the free throw. Rebound almost controlled by Stuart Hoyt, but the Cyclones come up with it. They'll run the other way. Jewell with a layup try, and he's fouled by Markham. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Work quickly to push it up the floor. Markham just trying to get back and test that one, but got a little piece of it. Now Adam Jewell here at the line for two shots. First free throw for Jewell on the way, and it's around and down. Makes that one roll. Ben Nelson going to check in now here for a moment, and Sam Markham's going to pick up a little breather here. Jewell now with the free throw on the way, and that's good. He makes them both. It's now a two-point game. 8-6, and a little full-court pressure here put on by the Cyclone. Tough pass across the floor, but Stuart Hoyt able to track it down. Now off to Harrison in the center, and he's able to get it up into the front court. Now they regroup. 3:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Franken's going to pull up for the three at the top of the key. He missed everything. Go out of bounds here. The Cyclones will get it. Inbound will come from Trey Lansman underneath. And now the Trojans put on some full court pressure on the inbound. They're able to break it though. The inbound and then bite back to Claver. He goes into the lane, scoops it up from left hand, misses it. Rebound comes out long to Jewell. He'll try the three. That's off the front of the rim though. Good. Rebound batted around and it comes into the hands of Dalton Franken. Christensen will walk it up the floor now here with about 3 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. Pass down the right side. Nice move by Franken to get by. He scoops it up with the left hand and in. He's got six now. It's 10-6 Trojans. Up top, Claver will go right side and stick it up top over to Lansman. Now it will reach in foul. Touchy one there. Chad Christensen tried to squat at that pass. His first foul, second team foul against Atlantic. Inbound now from Adam Jewell. In to Claver. Trojans.
Now a push-off down underneath. That was called a traveling violation. Trey Lanson was spiked pretty hard, pushing around down low, trying to get open. They call a travel here against the Cyclones up top, and they'll turn it over.
Pushing around too hard down there. And, yeah, Claver was going to lob one inside, but at the last minute he decided against it, but he already made the move. So
the Trojans push it up the floor here. Get it down on the block to Harrison Oleg. Tough shot, high off the glass, no good. Rebound by Cave. Cave will kick it off now here. And it's passed over to Kyle Jewell, who's checked in here. He'll hand it off now, up top to Landsman. Back to Claver. 2:21 left to go here in the first quarter. 10-6, Atlantic on top. Landsman out front with it now for the Cyclones. He'll drive left side, pull it back, kick it back, and a jumper for 15 is no good by Cave, and the rebound to Chad Christensen. Christensen up the floor, running with it, spins in the lane, stops, bounce pass was a little bit too low there for Harrison Hoy. He couldn't hang on to it, and they turn it over. Cyclones push it back the other way. Left side, they get it over there to Kyle Jewell. Now they work it around down low, back out to Kyle. Now down low to Cave. They'll kick it across the lane over to Landsman. Jumper there from 8 feet, no good. Rebound tapped around and into the hands of Franken as he comes out of there with it. Back off to Christensen, and they'll set up the offense. Down to a minute 35 in the first quarter. Still 10-6, Atlantic on top. Left side pass, Christensen. On the wing, we'll try to kick it up top. Stuart Hoyg, now a moving stick here. So Harrison Hoyg stepped out at the last moment to try to get in the way. And he'll pick up the foul. Third team foul now here against Atlantic. Brandon Joyne checking in now here for the Cyclones as well. Inbound here against some pressure. They get it inbound, and they get it right back here to Landsman, who will dribble up the left, right side, gets it into the corner. And a traveling violation, a little bit too much of a pump fake there for Joyne, who just checked in, and he turns it over. Out of the lineup, Jared Folks going to check in here for the Trojans. Harrison Hoy going to catch a break. And down here, Christensen will bring it up the floor for Atlantic. It's a double screen out high. Stays up top with it. Now he'll... Everybody clears out, and he just decides to take three, missed it. Rebound tapped out long, and Christensen comes away with it. He'll go left side baseline, trying to kick a pass across. Was knocked away for a moment, now got it to Nelson. Back across to Frank, and he'll drive left side. Follow-away jumper, tough one, no good, and rebound pulled down by Landsman. Landsman will run it up the floor, right side, all the way to the rack, and we're going to have a foul call here. And let's see if they call this... two shots at the line, and they are going to call it that. Ben Nelson picks up the foul. Lansman now sets up at the line here. First free throw in and out, no good. Second free throw now coming here for Lansman, and he knocks that down. It makes one out of two here. That was that last foul was the 15th foul against Atlantic. Up the floor now, it's Chad Christensen. 42 seconds left to go in the quarter in a three-point game. Kicks it out right side. Now they work it around the perimeter. Here's Nelson. Back up top to Franken. Franken working out high here against Landsman. Now gives it back to Nelson. Up top to Fultz. Right back to Nelson. He'll drive to the baseline. Foul going to be called here. Reaching in and bumping him that time. Brandon Joyne is going to pick up his first, second team foul against the Cyclones. Back up into the game. Gabe Berry going to check back in. Adam Jewell back in the Cyclones as well. Down to 27 seconds left in the quarter. Christensen will key it in here to Franken. Franken crosses over, now goes into the lane, kicks it back outside to Christensen. Tough pass, is able to hang on to it. 20 seconds to go. Trying to get some movement to get somebody open here, and they'll throw it right side over to Nelson. Nelson had it popped away for a moment, able to regain control. Pass down inside, Stuart Hoyg with the move to the bucket, missed it. Rebound fought for, and walked out of bounds last touch by the Cyclones. 6 seconds showing on the clock. With an opportunity here to try to close off the first quarter with a bucket. Inbound to Folk. Folk back out top to Nelson. Down to 4 seconds to go. Off to Christensen. He'll try the three at the top of the key, just off the mark, and that's going to do it. For the first quarter of play. 3-point ball game, 10-7, Atlantic on top after one. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Brown's Auto Body, with vehicles for rent either by day or week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown's Auto Body. They have several vehicles to choose from. Also visit their website at www.brownauto.com. The Fireside Lounge. Meet your friends at a great place for drinks. They offer a friendly atmosphere, large game room, 5 TVs, and open at 11 a.m. That's Fireside Lounge, located on West 7th Street in Atlantic. Property Connection Real Estate. In addition to listing properties and representing buyers, they can sell farms, land, or even homes at auctions. Property Connection Real Estate, it's the connection that makes the difference. They're located at 510 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Dennis Leroy Phillips, broker.
Jim Nielsen, lunch back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium as the Atlantic Trojans have a 10-7 lead after one quarter of play here tonight over the Harlan Community Cyclones. Alton Franken with 6 points here to lead the way for the Trojans. Trey Landsman has three to lead the way for the Cyclones. It's Atlantic basketball as we start this second quarter. The Trojans start with Ben Nelson, Chad Christensen, Dalton Franken, and the two Hoags on the floor. The bounce pass from Christensen in the lane is right through the fingers of Harrison Hoyt. Actually rolled right up his arm down low and rolled out of bounds. The Cyclones will get the ball back. Harlan basketball in down the backcourt. Some pressure. Stuart Hoyt stumbles. That allows him to get the inbounds pass in pretty easily. Gabe Berry brings it up the floor. Berry crosses the timeline. Get it down low now. Cave kicks it back out top. They work the ball right side. Back in it goes to Cave. He tries to back down on Frank and steps in underneath. Went an awfully long way without dribbling, but he eventually gets the bank shot to go underneath. Scooted his way all the way down the lane. Basketball shuffle. So it's a 10-9 ball game now. The Trojans with a one-point lead in the basketball. Christensen out top. As the ball tips away, gets it back, though, and out top it goes again. And the Trojans work it out on the top side here with Harrison Hoyt. Now Ben Nelson. Nelson out top. Stuart Hoyt going to line up from the top of the arc for three. That's no good. Rebound inside. An offensive board by Dalton Frank. A little one-hand fadeaway is good. He throws that one up and in. Got a 9-10 footer for the right side. It's 12-9 Trojans. Up the floor. Cyclones bring it across the timeline. Claver left side. Dumps it into the corner. Gets it right back again. Now out top Cave. Claver left side. The lob posting is Landsman. Left side of the block. He turns, backs his way in against Hoyt. His shot up no good. Rebound is tipped out. Picked up by Cave. And Merry Christmas to Nathan Cave. The ball came right to him, and he had an easy putback. 12-11 the score. Atlantic by a point. Trojans at Kemp front court now. Christensen right side. He'll dump it off to Franken. Franken over on the perimeter. Looks low. Hesitates. Crossover. Drives the baseline. Kicks it out left side to Christensen for a three. It's in and out. No good. And the rebound down low. It's picked away by Harrison Hoyt. He took it away from the cycle. Out of Franken. He'll drive to the hole. And it rims in and out. No good. And the rebound to Landsman. Landsman back the other way. He'll bring it up himself. The 6'6 senior across the timeline. Or junior, rather. He's just a junior. In fact, four of the five starters are juniors. Nate Claver, the only senior of the five. Out here right side, Claver with it back out top. Jewel and across the left side. Quick free ball in and out. No good by Landsman. The rebound taken by the Trojans. Back up the floor, Christensen right side. He'll leave it out top for Franken. Left side, Stuart Hoyt. Hesitates, now drives, down low. Bank shot won't go. He lost the handle on the ball for a bit, and he missed the shot. The rebound is tied up underneath. It's come along to the Cyclones. It'll be Harlan basketball after the joint possession. Cable checked out now as Will Landsman, the 6'3 freshman, checks into the ball game for the Cyclones. Trey Landsman will inbound to the backside. Pressure again by the Trojans full court. The inbound knocked away. Stuart Hoyt jumps in front of Gabe Berry, taps that ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Harlan here in the backcourt. Once again, pressure by the Trojans on the backside as they look to inbound, finally get it in here to the near side. And running to the floor is Claver. He's pressured. Gets it out back to the right side. Now to Landsman. Landsman back up top. Cyclones work the perimeter. Berry drives left side and ran into one of the Trojans. And we got a foul call. It'll be a blocking foul. The underhand scoop goes in off the glass. And the foul on Harrison Hoyt will be his second. Gabe Berry barrels his way down the lane, gets the basket, and also gets the foul. He'll get a free throw.
and the Cyclones taking their first lead of the basketball game. Here at 13-12, Jared Funk is back in place of Harrison Hoyt. Minor foul issues going on here for the Trojans early on as Gabe Perry knocks down the free throw. And the Cyclones have a two-point lead now. It's 14-12. Up the floor quickly. Funk takes the long pass. Now to Christensen. Christensen back top of the circle now for Atlantic. Left side it comes here to Franken on the arc. Alton Franken will leave it out top for Stuart Hoyt. Stuart, left side to Christensen. Step across. Now to the elbow. He'll jump it up to the left side. No good. In and out. Rebound underneath. Yanked out by Stuart Hoyt. His putback shot is blocked by Lansman. It rolls out of bounds. It'll be Atlantic basketball.
They're just having a tough time right now finding the hoop. They're getting some good looks, just not able to knock down some shots. There's been a couple occasions where maybe expected contact when it didn't come, or when they didn't expect it, they did get some contact, and it's just kind of balls just not been bouncing their way here so far.
Well, if you're wondering just how tough it is down low, they stopped play here because Alton Franken's got a nick on his right arm, right bicep. He's going to have that wrapped up. Can't have that open blood there, so they'll clean him up real quick and send him back out. Didn't know we needed medics for tonight's game.
Never know what you're going to see.
4:56 left to go. We're in the second quarter. It's 14-12. Cyclones have the lead. It's their first advantage here in the ballgame. Harrison Hoyt will check back into the contest now. He'll take the place of Franken here momentarily. Franken will check back in during the next timeout. And Cyclones also make a quick substitution as Nathan Cave is back in. Christensen off the inbound. Now leaves it for Ben Nelson. Nelson out top of the dribble for the Trojans. Right side, Stuart Hoyt. Stuart steps up to the three-point line. Bounce feeds it low to Harrison. The give and go right back to Stuart in the lane. Tied up. The ball was batted away momentarily. We're going to have a foul. We're going to whistle and a foul call inside. Trojans may have caught a break there. They're going to call it on Adam Fuel. That'll be his first. Just the third team foul here on the Cyclones. Franken back in now for Atlantic. And Trey Lansman has checked back in for Harlan. Christensen will inbound. Right side, Stuart Hoyt on the arc. Drives into the lane. The bounce feed baseline. It's full. Back outside now to Hoyt, and he'll reset the offense. Christensen will come get it. With 4.5 left to play in the second quarter. Hoyt right side. Stuart on the arc on the dribble. Leaves it out top now for Franken. Franken on the circle. Drives down the lane. Left side. Step through. And banks one up and in. Boy, they collapsed on him quickly and double teamed and tried to stop him. He's able to spin that one in off the window. He's got 10, and it's 14-14. We're all square. Jewel to the front court now for Harlan. Up the right side, guarded by Nelson. Screen for him out top. He'll leave it off for Claver. Claver guarded by the Trojans' Chad Christensen. Man-on-man defense. That's what they play most of the time for the Trojans. They get it to Lansman. He'll turn and go down the lane. Oh, scoop. He comes up short. Boy, he had a clean look. He just came up short-armed it. Hit the front of the rim. Rebounded by Atlantic. Missed opportunity there for Lansman. Out of the corner. Nelson with it for Atlantic. Looks out top. The bounce feed off here on the left wing. Franken back out top for Christensen. 3:40 left to go, second quarter. We're tied at 14. Trojans here, left side now, Nelson. Nelson looking low, no one home, leaves it for Franken. Franken out top as they curl again out top with Christensen. He gets down the lane, dumps it inside for Fulton. Fulton battling his way up, can't get the shot, he's trapped to do double team. They collapse on him. Cave away with a loose ball. Now Jewel to the front court. Jewel across the timeline, right side, pulls up, dumps it out top. Cave will line up a three ball. That's good from the top of the circle. Nathan Cave buries one from the top, and the Cyclones have a 17-14 lead now. They're biggest of the ball game. Christensen front court now for Atlantic, leaves it for Franken. Franken up top, backs his way into the lane, kicks it off. Nelson here left side. He'll try to drive. He's cut off there. Curls back into the lane and dumps it out top. Stuart Hoyt. He'll drive the left side and leave it low for Franken. Baseline jumper up. No good. Rebound comes long. And it's taken by Lansman. Cyclones out of the front court. Crossover. Lansman down the lane. Throws one up. It rolls off. Again, a nice look for him inside. And it rolls in and out. Rebounded by the Trojans. Atlantic has played this entire second quarter without one of their stars, Sam Markham. He picked up two early fouls. Now the Trojans get a drive and a foul call inside. And we've got free throws coming. Gabe Perry picks up the foul. That's his first. And that'll send Stuart Hoyt to the free throw line for the Trojans with 2:30 left to go here in the second quarter. Well, the second quarter was such a big quarter the first time these two teams played. Harlan had a two-point lead after one quarter of play. but the Cyclones outscored Atlantic 15-4 to take a 13-point halftime. And the Trojans had to battle back from that. First free throw missed by Hoy. Second try coming. And that one is good. So it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. First point of the night for Stuart Hoy. 17-15 Cyclones. Harlan up the floor now. Landsman will bring it across. Landsman out top, working one-on-one against Cole. Now leaves it out top for Perry. He'll drive. His pass, his pass tipped and knocked out of bounds. And he was trying to dump it off here to Kyle Jewell on his right side. So the Cyclones will inbound here right in front of the Trojan bench. Flavor, Jewell, cross it goes. Cave, open left arc. He'll try a three and got it again. Nathan Cave steps outside. It's 20-15 now. Cyclones have stretched the lead to 5. The biggest of the ball game here for them and for either team so far here tonight. Christensen out of the front court. They'll slow things down just a bit. Hoy, your left side, it comes down to Nelson out top. Franken, he'll line up the three ball, and that's good. Just to the left of the top of the circle, Dalton Franken knocks down the triple. And it's a 20-7. Check it. They gave him only 2. So it's a 20-17 game. Cyclones with the lead in the basketball. Cave out top, going to drive the right side. Leaves it for Kyle Jewell. He'll elevate and bury a three from the right side. Well, the freshman steps up and knocks down the triple. Cave, a 48% three-point shooter coming into this ballgame. He showed you why here in this first half with a couple of bombs. 23-17. A six-point. He's got a steal out front. Lansford takes it away from Franken. He'll run it up the floor and get fouled as he goes to the hole. He knew Franken was coming. He was looking over his shoulder. He hesitated and waited and made sure he got that foul call. That'll be foul number 1 on Dalton Franken. That'll send Landsman to the free throw line. Trey Landsman, just 3 first quarter points. They're pretty active, though.
Yeah, he has been very active. And that time, he knew he could get the body contact of Franken. That's one of those situations for Dalton. You're either going to make a decision to try to make sure he doesn't make the bucket, or you just back away and let him have the shot.
First one missed, the second try on the way, and that one is also no good. Franken got 3 them. So good foul in the end for Atlantic. 23-17 Cyclone. A minute left to play here in this first half. Christensen out top, right side to Stuart Hoy. Hoy steps back, now to Polk. Polk top the circle. Stuart, right side. Crossover, goes baseline. Stops, leaves it out. Franken, right wing. We'll step it back down. Now he'll look to go one-on-one with Landsman. Step away. The fall away jumper up. No good. The rebound tapped up, and it's lost to the baseline. And saved out of bounds from the baseline by Holt. Picked up now by Frank, and his fake shot goes in a foul. Frank is spun around and buries one off. So Lassman gets fouled. He'll get a free throw as well. Going to whistle Adam Jewell with the foul. That'll be his first. Dalton Franken having a nice first half offensively here for the Trojans. And thank goodness, because really no one else is.
Yeah, it's been a struggle really for both teams. They're just starting to warm up here the latter portion of this quarter, but for the most part, both teams have pretty struggled getting shots down.
Free throw by Frank on the way, and that one dances around and falls through. 23-20 now the score, with 35 seconds left to go in this second quarter. Harlan with the basketball to the front court. Claver crossed the timeline, leaves it off left side. That's Kyle Jewell, or that's Gabe Ferry with it, rather. Kyle Jewell steps out front as well. They'll look to milk some clock and make the Trojans play defense. Stuart Hoy comes out to pick up play. Who picks up the dribble. Now Kyle Jewell with it. He's guarded there by Christensen. He'll leave it back outside again for Claver. Jewell right side. Down to 10 seconds. Claver center circle with it. Looking to try to set up a screen. He curls, goes right, dumps it into the corner. Gabe Ferry for 3. Shot it and a foul. With 3 seconds left in the first half, Ben Nelson comes out and commits the foul, his second. Gabe Ferry drills the three-pointer from the far side. He'll have a chance for the four-point play. 3 seconds left here on the clock, 26-20 the score. And at the line is Gabe Ferry with a chance to shoot one time. Free throw on the way, and it is good. Cyclone leads by 7. 3 seconds left. Christensen grabs the inbound, across the timeline, stops, elevates, fires, oh, off the rim from about 35 feet as the buzzer sounds, and that'll do it here in the first half.
And just like the first time these two teams played, the Trojans have some work to do here at halftime. Not near as much, however. 27-20. A nice run here in the second quarter by the Cyclones has put them up by 7 here at the intermission. 27-20 the score. The Cyclones with the lead here at halftime. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Carly Drug in Avoca features a total home health care plan and Carlton greeting cards. Look for the Bright CD Family Daily Cash Special also. That's Carly Drug in Avoca. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door at CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service, located at 513 Market Street in Audubon. Safeguard Business Systems with computer checks and forms for all of your accounting software, including Peachtree and QuickBooks. To save money on your next order of computer checks, call Safeguard at 800-442-0016 or stop by at 414 Walnut in Atlantic.
Jim Neal, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium, where the Harlem Cyclones lead it here at halftime over the Atlantic Trojans. It's a 27-20 basketball game. The Trojans started out quickly, had the early lead. They were up 10-7 at the end of the first quarter. But the Cyclones rallied back with a 20-10 second quarter effort. And just like they did the first time, they carried a nice second quarter advantage into an intermission lead here. As Gabe Ferry sets up in the second quarter with all 7 of his first half points coming in that quarter, and Nathan Cave had 10 points, all 10 of his first half points coming in that second quarter, as those two players really jumped out to help lead the Cyclones to this nice advantage. Both of them helping out from the outside, Cave with a couple of long bombs, a couple of threes, and Gabe Ferry hit, of course, that late three and got fouled and converted that into a 4-point play with just 3 seconds left in the half. Good flurry and a good finish here by the Cyclones. They took advantage of Atlantic's early foul trouble.
Yeah, they really did, and that's just a huge play there at the end of the half to get the three and the foul. It's not the worst thing in the world, but it's not what you wanted to have happen right before going to the half, especially when it was such a tight game for most of the half until you have a 7-point advantage with that play happening so late at the end of the first half of play. So it's a tough one to swallow, and the Trojans are going to have to come out and bounce back. It's kind of interesting, too, because even though Coach Blazek kind of went to some of the bench players earlier in the game, I think that was a strategic move from the first time because they got into foul trouble really early in that game last time, with Chad Christensen getting in a lot of trouble that first game. And maybe he decided, we're going to work some guys in and out here early to make sure that doesn't happen again. But unfortunately, Markham did pick up the quick early, too, and he sat most of the first half, and then they have Harrison Hoyt picking up 2 as well. So, you try to do your best to ebb that tie, but it still kind of jump up and bit them a little bit. So, you're going to have to be careful. So,
yeah, it's a tough start for the Trojans. Sam Markham at this point, he doesn't have to worry about washing his jersey tonight. It's not even got a sweat worked up yet here. He picked up 2 early fouls in that first quarter and sat down with about 4 or 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. He didn't play at all in the second quarter, so he'll be plenty fresh here in the second half. But that's probably a good thing for Atlantic. As you recall, in that second half, he was pretty important to the Trojans' rally the first time these two teams played.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that Coach Osborne was pretty happy there for a while, not seeing him out there on the floor because of the damage that he did to him the first time around. But, yeah, I think he's going to be fresh, ready to go. For the most part, everybody on the roster should be pretty ready to go here in the second half. A lot of guys got a lot of time to catch a quick breather, and with both those two starters being able to come right back out here in the second half, should have a full tank of gas ready to go. That should be a good advantage for them here to get started if they can play well early on in the second half.
Yeah, certainly hope so. Both teams started out a little tight shooting-wise. It looked like it was going to be a real defensive struggle here tonight. Neither team really having an opportunity to get real good looks. So when they...
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Pennings and Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, lunch and meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon. That's Henningsen Processing, West 6th Street in Atlanta. Tech Trucking and Excavation. They have dozers, excavators, and skid loaders for work on terraces, waterways, and demolition for building sites and your general farm needs. If you need rock and dirt, they can bring it to you. Give owner David Tech a call at 789-0707 or 767-2617. Cass County Memorial Hospital of Atlantic, excelling in quality health care close to home, providing a wide range of services including outpatient specialty clinics and home health care.
Take a look at the numbers for you here at halftime. First for the Harlan Cyclones. 10 points for Nathan Cave. All of those coming in the second quarter. Also 7 points first half for Gabe Ferry. 3 points each for Trey Lansman and Kyle Jewell, while Nate Claver and Adam Jewell each have a couple of points here in the first half. The Cyclones are 5 of 8 from the free throw line in the first half. For the Atlantic Trojans, Dalton Franken has 15 here in the first half. 4 for Chad Christensen and Stuart Hoyt, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The Trojans 2 of 4 from the line here in this first half. Fouls, 2 for Jewell for Harlan. Adam Jewell with 2. For the Trojans, Sam Markham, Ben Nelson, and Harrison Hoy have all picked up 2 first half fouls in the basketball game here tonight. So 27-20 is our score here at the intermission. The Trojans up 10-7 at the end of the first quarter before Harlan came back with a 20-10 advantage in the second quarter. And they take a 27-20 lead here into this second half as we get ready to go with third quarter basketball here tonight in Atlantic. We've got girls basketball for you Friday night coming up here on KJAN. We'll be sitting right back here in the same seats as the Atlantic girls will host Lewis Central in a regular season Hawkeye-Zen Conference game. We'll have that game for you Friday night here on KJAN, so you can tune that one in as well here on the radio. 27-20, our halftime score. Harlan with the lead over Atlantic. As the two teams will get ready for second half play here tonight at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. The Trojans will go with their starting five to start the second half. It'll be Christensen, Harrison, and Stuart Hoyg, Dalton Franken, along with Sam Markham. Nate Claver, Trey Lansman, Nathan Cave, Gabe Ferry, and Adam Jewell, the starting five on the floor as well for Harlan here as we go to this third quarter.
And we'll get things started here once again with Atlantic starting off with the basketball here. They'll throw it down on the block this time to get it to Dalton Franken, and now they'll kick it around the horn here as they'll go over far side over to Chad Christensen. Now back to Franken, back at over Christensen. Now Sam Markham has the basketball, and it's off the front of the rim, off the side, and it's picked up there down low. And now a foul going to be called here on the rebound try. Nope, they're just going to call tied up down underneath, and it'll be a Cyclone basketball. Inbound here will come in, and they'll get it into Claver. No, stolen away. Stuart Hoy gets the steal, goes up straight for the shot, and he missed it, but he got fouled hard, and he'll go to the line here to shoot two, as Stuart Hoy will have an opportunity now here at the charity stripe for 2 free throws. Foul is whistled against Trey Lansman. That's number 2 on him. And now we'll see Hoy step up and knock down the first free throw. Got one more coming. And now Hoyt will set up here for the second free throw. And this one's up on the way, and that one is good as well. So he knocks them both down, the steal and the conversion there by Stuart Hoyt, as he knocks down both of the free throws. And the foul, once again, was on Lansman, his second. And Lansman now drives with it left side. He stops. He threw it away. Stolen by Markham. He gets it off to Franken. They'll run it up the floor. Christensen into the lane. Pass across to Stuart Hoyg, and they're going to call an offensive foul against Chad Christensen. He was already passing the ball across to the other side, and Jewell was there setting up underneath. And they're going to whistle him for the offensive foul. Tough call.
Yeah, it is, especially with the player down low is sliding along trying to catch that foul.
Inbound now here for the Cyclones, and they'll bring it up here across half court. In and a kickoff. This time it's Cave. He'll try a three-pointer. No good. Rebound pulled down by Markham. He went up high to get that one. Markham runs it up into the front court now. He crosses over. He drives inside. Chips away from him, but it comes into the hands of Christensen. Now Christensen out top with it. We'll back it out and get things set up once again here on offense. Off to Franken. Now right side over to Stuart Hoyt. Going up top, it goes to Christensen. He'll try the three at the top of the key. It's good.
Chad Christensen with his first triple of the contest, and it's now 27-25, back to a two-point game.
Cyclones lead and have the basketball. The Trojans striking first here in the second half. Waver has it. Kicks it in the corner now here to Jewell. Back across they go into the hands of Ferry. Ferry now stops and picks it up. We'll dump it off over right side. It's into the hands of Landsman. Landsman will drive, kick it out. Cave, he'll drive now. Stop and kick it out to Ferry. Now he drives into the lane, has it tapped away, and it's stolen. Into the hands of Harrison Hoy. He'll get it off now to Stewart. He'll bring it up across the timeline. Two turnovers here early on in the second half for the Cyclones. Lang trying to take advantage on the other end again. Up top, it's Harrison Hoy with it. Kick it over right side into the hands of Stewart Hoy. Stewart. Couple of dribbles, and now kicks it off here to Markham. Work it over left side to Christensen. Christensen, the bounce pass down low. They get it into Harrison Hoy, and they're going to call a traveling violation as he's late to try to pass it back outside. Worth some contact underneath there, but calling for coming back down with the ball. So inbound here, getting some pressure now for the Cyclones. And they're having a tough time finding anybody. Landsman finally throws it into Claver. Now gets it over back to Landsman. Landsman across the timeline. It's off now here to Claver. Claver will go right side, get a screen there from Cave. Stop and throw it down low. Tapped away by Christensen, stolen into the hands of Stewart Hoy. Packed his hands down inside that time. The Trojans get it right back. Christensen out front with it. Go right side, kick it off to Stewart Hoy. Trying to bounce pass down low. Went off the foot. It should have been called a kick, but no call, and now a fight for the ball on the floor, and Harrison Hoy comes up with it, and the Trojans call a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout here if they want to talk things over and after they keep possession on the floor.
Good job by Hoy there to ask for the timeout, keep possession. But the other side is the Atlantic shouldn't have to use that timeout. That should have been a kick ball. It should have been their basketball.
It went right off the foot. Anytime that happens directly, it's a kick ball. But no call there, and they had to fight for it. Now we'll talk it over briefly. Both teams still with plenty of timeouts here. Arlen hasn't used one yet. I think that was their first use here. Freak talk here, and the Trojans back out on the floor. Dan Markham, Harrison Hoy, Stuart Hoy, Dalton Franken, and Chad Christensen. The starting five off on the floor still here for the Trojans. And they'll inbound here in the backcourt, working from left to right here. Throw it into the backcourt, throw it in. Christensen who brings it across. Now back over to Franken. Up top they go to Stewart Hoy. He'll try the three. That's off the mark. A little bit off balance that time. And now the ball on the floor. Landsman had it taken right out of his hands by Franken. Got it down low to Hoy. His shot's locked. Rebound on the putback is good by Markham, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play.
Welcome to the flying circus. It is Sam Markham. He comes flying down the lane, grabs it, banks it home quickly, gets the bucket and a foul call as well, so that'll send it to the line. That's a good acrobatic play.
And that's going to cause Mitch Osborne to take a 30-second timeout of his own. He didn't like that sequence there from the Cyclone. A lot of good hustle by Atlantic to stay with the play. Terrific heads-up play there by Franken. As Landsman was down on the floor, had the ball in his hands over his head, not much he could do with it. And Franken right there just plucked it right out of his hands, giving his team an opportunity.
Well, you know, and that's one of those things the Trojans were missing in that first half with Sam sitting on the bench for such a long extended time in that first half. You were missing that extra athleticism you get out there. I mean, quite a spark you get from a kid who can start so fast and move quick and then elevate so fast and so high to be able to make things happen. And you see it right there.
He does so many things well, but definitely one of his biggest athletic assets is his ability to leap, and you saw every bit of it right there.
When it's 6'2", he's never at a disadvantage down low when it comes to rebounding.
So the chance here to try to complete the three-point play, and the free throw up and good. So he knocks it home. Inbound here, gets some pressure, and they get it in. Jewell, they're going to call a reach-in foul. A little bit of body contact that time. Pretty good job by the Trojans to try to get in there to steal it away, but just enough of the body to be called a foul. Chad Christensen will pick up his third. They'll need to be a little bit more careful here with 5 minutes left to go in this third quarter still. Inbound pass. This time it's out of the reach of Jewell. Stolen by Stewart Hoy. Into the corner they go to Markham. Trojans with another steal. They go baseline drive. Wraparound no good. A lot of contact there. No call as it hits the side of the rim there. And the Cyclones come away with the board. They'll throw it up the floor over to Ferry right side. He looks to lob it down inside the Cave. Cave back outside to Ferry. Now he'll kick it back up top to Lampson.
Landsman will drive out of control. That's an offensive foul.
He took the ball and run. That time, I think he got a little bit off balance, too, so he couldn't help himself.
Yeah, he looked like he was. I don't think it was one of those deals where he intentionally ducked his shoulder trying to run a guy down. He started to stumble a little bit as he went down the lane and lost his balance.
That's his third. Now up off the bench, Kyle Jewell going to check back in here for the Cyclones. Also, Will Landsman going to check in. Both Trey Landsman and the Gabe Ferry check out. Inbound pass now here for the Trojans, and they'll bring it up across, throw it right side over to Stuart Hoyt. Hoyt can get pass all the way across to Markham in the far corner. He'll pick it up and give it back out now to Christensen up top. He'll kick it back over to Markham. Markham, a pump fake and a looking inside. Now down on the baseline, it goes to Hoyt. Around the perimeter back to Christensen. Crossed over, lost the handle on it. Dribbled off his own foot, stolen by Jewell. Jewell, the late pass across, but Markham got back to kick it away and tried to save it back in, but nobody home there to save it. And it's going to go back out of bounds to be Harlan's ball, but a great job to save the chance of the bucket.
I don't have any idea how he gets to some of those balls.
That was a lot of hustle to get back on that play. It looked like a pretty easy play for Kyle Jewell, who's going to be the recipient of that pass. Claver now is going to go right side with it off the inbound. He'll dump down low to Cave. Back outside, Kyle Jewell, the three-point attempt, and it's good. Pretty good shot that time by Kyle Jewell. He had a hand in his face from Sam Markham, but he knocked it down anyway. 30-28, two-point lead now here. Back for the Cyclones. Right side, Christensen back up top. Stuart Hoyt will try the three. It's good. Stuart Hoyt with the triple, and it's now a one-point lead back for the Trojans, 31-30. Seesaw battle right now. 3:26 left to go in the third quarter. Claver has it up front now. We'll dribble right side with it. Stops, dumps it down inside. Tips is going away. Harrison Hoy got around to get the steal. Now he threw it away into the hands of Kyle Jewell, and he'll bring it back away for the Cyclones. He's going to pull up for a jumper. That's off the mark. Rebound by Stuart Hoy underneath. Both teams turn it over, and now the Trojans have another chance. Up the floor, into the corner. Markham wide open for the three. Missed it. And we're going to have a foul call here as a late hit on the wrist just as the shot was released that time by Kyle Jewell. And we'll have three shots here for Sam Markham.
He had a lot of time to sit there and get that shot lined up. Jewell came flying in, caught him on the arm. That was a good rush up the floor there by the Trojans. This time on the floor, they got him to the right hand. Last time, a turnover coming up the floor. You really don't want Harrison Hoyt handling the basketball coming up.
Markham knocks down the first free throw. Sometimes you get that open look. Took his time to put the shot up, and the defender closes out so fast, it's hard sometimes not to foul the guy after he reaches the ball. That's what happened there. Second free throw almost comes off the front of the rim and rolls back home. He's got the touch right now. That one stays in for him. They'll have one more, and we have another timeout on the floor first, though. Harlan takes a full timeout. 33-30, Trojans lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Siding Doctor in Marnie. Give them a call at 781-2374 for free estimates on siding, replacement windows and doors, trim and insulation. That's the Siding Doctor in Marnie. Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Agents of Council Bluffs. Visit with them for all of your insurance needs. Give Western Iowa Mutual Insurance a chance to quote your insurance. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for over 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus all of your petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, and Al at Bridgewater Oil today.
Atlantic High School as we continue on here in this Hawkeye 10 Conference Boys basketball game. Atlantic with the lead right now 33-30, and one more free throw on the way here for Sam Markham, and he knocks it down. So he makes all three as he was fouled on that three-point try. And it's now a four-point lead for the Trojans. Up the floor, Cyclone have it up top with Jewell. Adam Jewell will dribble right side, working against Markham. Now he'll stop and has it tapped away for a moment. Now drives baseline. Tries to get some space and now puts one up off the glass and in. As Jewell with the bucket, he forced his way down low, and it's now a two-point game, 34-32. Up top now, Trojans will work it around the perimeter.
Christensen with it. He'll kick it over. Markham open for the three. He'll fire it up. No good. Rebound pulled down and capped around. And we're going to have a foul call here against Harrison Hoy, trying to get in there and get at that one.
He'll pick up his third. There's Polk quickly up off the bench now for the Trojans. And she's going to replace Hoy. 2:24 left to go in the third quarter. Two players now with three fouls for Atlantic, and Chad Christensen and Harrison Hoy. Inbound pass, they get it into Jewell after some pressure. He'll lock it up this time. 2:16 left to go here in the third quarter. Two-point game and the lead for the Trojans right now. Jewell off to Landsman. Landsman back to Jewell on the right corner. Bounce pass down low to Cave, trying to spin. Now kick it back up top. Landsman open for a three, and he knocks it down. Dre Landsman with the triple, and he takes the lead back for the Cyclones at 35-34. 2-3 zone right now here for the Cyclones. Up top now, and a three-pointer on the way from Chad Christensen. Missed it. Rebound high. He gets that one as Markham as he flies in there again. And he kept his toes in bounds down low. That'll serve him well playing football as a wide receiver at Drake. Passing around the outside, and we get inside of Frank, and he got it tapped away and stolen away by Adam Jewell. He was looking to see where he wanted to go with that one, and Jewell came from the other side and stole it away. Set it up now out front here for the Cyclones, and now a body foul here going to be called against Stuart Hoy. That'll be his first. Fourth team foul here against the Trojans. Atlantic set to defend here on this inbound here on the near side. Get it into the corner this time. A turn and an awkward shot. Missing everything that time. Saved late there by Franken, but he saved it right to the hands of Landsman, and he gets an easy layup because nobody was home in the lane.
Yeah, one place you don't want to throw the ball inbounds underneath. It was right under the basket.
And now 37-34. Three-point lead here for the Cyclone. Back across, the skip goes over to Markham. Markham in the corner now. We'll kick it back up top here to Christensen. Christensen off to Franken. Franken will go right side on the dribble. He'll stop and pull up for the jumper. It's off the mark. Rebound comes out long. Still being fought for. Stuart Hoy comes up with it. Goes straight to the rack. Layup doesn't go, and the rebound pulled down by Cave. Tough break there again for the Trojans. Good hustle to keep it alive. And Jewell now really reaching in, leaning with that arm. Now we'll kick it back up top here to Cave. Cave off to Ferry. Ferry now spins in traffic, back outside. Jewell up top, Landsman, another three try. No good, rebound, fought for inside, and a reaching foul going to be called here. Gabe Ferry had better positioning for that one. Foul going to be called against Dalton Franken. That'll be his second.
Dalton had a big first half, 15 points. Still sitting on that number here. He's been scoreless here. Really hasn't been much of the offense here in the third quarter. They really haven't worked him much into the rotation here so far.
Ben Nelson checks in here for Atlantic to replace Chad Christensen here for a breather for a while. A couple of substitutions for the Cyclones as well. As they'll get it in here to Landsman in the corner. Brought back Will Landsman back into the game here momentarily as Cave went to the bench. Up top, they're going to dribble some time out here. 11 seconds to go in the quarter. Now down to 10 seconds. Folk guarding against Landsman. He'll dribble left side. Body bumped right through Franken and got the shot to go.
Yeah, he traveled as well.
And now inbound and a long shot up the floor. No good here. Going to end the quarter. And the lead now is 39-34 here for the Cyclones after three. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. For a cool treat, head to Dairy Queen in Shelby. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Choose from their delicious banana splits, floats, shakes, blizzards, parfaits, plus much more. They also serve a full menu of sandwiches and fries. Stop by Dairy Queen in Shelby today. Cumberland Telephone is a full-service telephone company, providing wide-area calling to Anita, Messina, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Voicemail, 800 toll calling, and Cumberland long-distance plans. They offer wireless high-speed internet within an 8 to 10-mile radius of Cumberland. Call Vicki and Eric today at 712-774-2221. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004.
Jim Peel, Chris Marks back with you here in Atlantic as we go to the fourth quarter, 39-34. The Cyclones lead it. Trojans have the ball to start this third quarter as they inbound out top. Atlantic with their five starters on the floor. Stuart Hoyt here in the right corner with the basketball against a 2-3 zone by the Cyclones. Christensen, right side, it comes to Franken. Back to Christensen. He'll elevate, try the three. It's no good. Front of the rim, rebound taken by Landsman for the Cyclones. Trey Landsman up the floor now, across the timeline, out off the arc. They'll leave it out top for Nate Claver. Claver standing out near the center circle now, picked up by Stuart Hoyt, man-to-man. Looks down low and dumps it off now for Nathan Cave. Cave had such a good second quarter. Haven't heard much of him here in the second half yet either. Claver out top of the basketball here for Harlan. He'll drive the right side now. Stuart Hoyt steps out to pick him up. They dump it down low for Cave. Awkward pass. He's able to come on double dribble. Up the dribble, turns off, puts on the floor again, no call. Now Lambson spins in the lane, bumps his way off as he knocks Harrison Hoyt with a shoulder to get him out of the way, and then turns and dumps it off the glass. 41-34. That's an 11-0 run here by the Cyclones. Atlantic basketball now. Markham here, right wing. Markham looks down low, nothing there. Now across it goes left side. Christensen to Franken underneath. Stuart Hoyt, the wraparound is good, and that stops the 11-0 run. Quick bucket down low. We got a timeout on the floor. Timeout asked for by Atlantic. It's just the 32nd timeout, so we'll leave it here. The Trojans have three full timeouts remaining. That bucket by Hoyt, not an easy one, as he had to work his way under, up and underneath the rim, but it stopped that 11-0 run by the Cyclones. They really needed something.
Yeah, they really needed something to go positively and to get them back on the scoreboard, because things were just not going their way there for a little while. And, boy, those, I don't know if Landsman keeps getting away with doing that every time down the floor. That's awfully tough to stop. But he's really lowering the shoulder quite a bit as he moves in those spin moves down the lane. I know that it's a tough situation to call some of those fouls sometimes, but sooner or later, I think you're going to have to call the offensive foul on that, because he's getting pretty low with those shoulders as he moves his way through the lane.
6:42 left here in the third quarter as the Cyclones look to inbound. They finally do as Landsman gets it in down low. Now a double team as they get Claver trapped. He gets to the head to Jewell. Now a 2-on-0 break. Markham catches up. Oh, he strips the ball away. Nice job by Sam Markham. Nathan Cave was going to get an easy lay-in, and Markham again streaking from the middle of the floor down underneath. And he got the ball underneath and knocked out of bounds.
Awesome recovery again. I don't know how he gets there. Like you said before, he's just so quick.
Outs on the inbound pass to Jewell. Adam Jewell, quick three try. No good. And Markham clears the board for Atlantic. Up the floor of the Trojans. Markham leads the break. Stops. On the right wing, wide open, jumper no good. Rebound Franken underneath, head fake to put back, block, and the ball's taken away. That's Lambson with the block and the steal. Up the floor now, Adam Jewell across the timeline. He picks up the dribble, now dumps it off. Ball right side, and the drive. Oh, it's stripped away underneath. We're going to have an offensive foul. Ball was stripped away from behind by Sam Markham. As Gabe Ferry tried to go to the hole, and as he was losing the basketball, he also forgot where he was, and he ran over one of the Trojans. So the foul against Ferry will be his second, and the ball will go back the other direction. It's funny to watch these two teams. It seems like every time something happens, the fans on one side are parking it, on the other side they're parking it. Trojans up the floor, 5-point Cyclone lead, 6 minutes left to play in the game. Stuart Hoyt here in the right corner now, leaves it for Franken all the way across to Christensen. Christensen stops to the corner. Markham head fake, the drive, the dump off now to Franken. He'll elevate it, jump one in from 15. Alden Franken off the feet, his first points here in the second half. He's got 17 in the game. It's 41-38 Cyclones. It's been like this all night, back and forth. Cyclones have it front court. Claver trying to back his way down, turns, spins off the glass and good. Nate Claver just not going to let anything stop him that time. He just backed Chad Christensen down and elbowed him out of the way and banked it home. 43-38, 5-point lead for the Cyclones. Markham here on the right wing, out top Christensen. He looks in the middle, nothing there. Now has the ball stripped away and stolen. Jewell tipped and stole it. Now it's knocked away from him. Ball still loose on the floor. Christensen up with it and feeds it off to Stuart Hoy. Trojans get it right back. Players tripping over everybody here on the backcourt now. Christensen tried to get up. Adam Jewell tumbled over the top of it. Now Markham to the front court with it for Atlantic. He'll run the point here. Right side Christensen stops, lays it off right side for Franken. Elevates and carries the three. Boston Franken left wide open. That usually doesn't end well for the opponents. 43-41 now in favor of the Cyclones. Up the floor, right side, Claver with it on the dribble. Pounded by Christensen. And the ball tipped and knocked away and stolen. Christensen snapped up the high pass.
stolen off the floor by Hoy. Christensen, front court. Markham hesitates, elevates, banks it up, and in, and we're tied. Sam Markham down low with the bucket off the window. Timeout Cyclones, and we are even at 43 apiece with 4:31 left to play in this second fourth quarter. Timeout for the Cyclones is just at 30, so we'll leave it right here during the break. Atlantic on a 9-0 run, or a 9-2 run. 7-2 run, make that, because they've gone from 41-34 down. And they're back to within, or they're back to 5 now, so they've, yeah, it is. It's a 9-2 run. Yeah. Yeah.
Things are getting
I can't add.
Things are getting a little sloppy here, too. And some of those plays, the ball just loose. Everybody's diving on the floor, rolling over each other. No lack of effort out there, that's for sure. But Atlantic got exactly what the doctor ordered, and that was for Dalton Franken to get back into the ballgame scoring a basketball. A couple of quick buckets for him really sparked their intensity, and you can see that turn up immediately on the defensive end. Gets them the turnover and the conversion on the other end with Markham. It's just a good feeling right now here for the Trojans as they climb back into this.
4:31 left here in the fourth quarter. The Cyclones inbound backcourt. Pressure again, full court by the Trojans. Lansman looks to get it in. Does. It's knocked away. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Stuart Hoy. He stepped in front of Kyle Jewell and knocked that one out of bounds. Cyclones have struggled a bit with the inbound here in the backcourt against the Trojan pressure. Lansman again down low. This time he can't run the floor, though. Inbound taken by Gabe Ferry. He'll clear the zone. He gets it to the front court, drives right to the basket, misses the running one-hander. And the rebound taken out of there by Dalton Franken. Had kind of a two-on-one, but the defense was catching up late. And really no chance for an offensive board there. So the Trojans have a chance to retake the lead. Stuart Hoyg out top. Left side it goes now. It's Markham on the arc. He'll leave it into the corner. Franken left side. Bounce feed post to Gallows. Harrison Hoyg. Now to Christensen. He'll drive. Bounces right back to Harrison Hoyg. And the puck is good off the glass. And the Trojans retake the lead. 45-43. Cyclones to the front court now. Claver out top. We'll leave it for Lansman, top of the circle. Lansman off the dribble, tries to work his way. Oh, he finds a hole down the left side. Goes all the way to the rack. That was easy. Lansman with an easy bucket down. Lower side at 45.
And the defensive C kind of parted that time for Lansman. That was an easy walk-in.
Markham out top with it for the Trojans. Lays it for Christensen. Left side it goes to Stuart Hoy. Hoyg off on the circle. Back out top it comes again to Christensen. Pass to Franken is tipped. He'll come up with it left wing. And he'll bring it back out top. Christensen will reset. 3:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 45. Christensen, they screen. He gets the long pass. Elevates it. Carries the three from the right side. Chad Christensen gets the screen. Gets the bucket. The Trojans retake the lead. It's 48-45 Atlantic. Out top count. Flavor leaves it for Lansman on the circle. He'll drive again. Oh, he lost the ball. Dribbled it off his leg. He was, you know, you talked about that, Chris. He was more concerned with leaning into Harrison Hoy. Hoy backed off of him, and he stumbled and dribbled the ball off his foot out of bounds. It goes to the Trojans.
And sometimes that backfires when that player backs off of you, and you don't have that pressure there to hold you up, and it's just off balance again.
Under 3 minutes to go, 2:55 left in the fourth. Atlantic by three with the basketball. Markham out top now to Stuart Hoy. He'll leave it for Christensen here on the right wing. Christensen working off the dribble now against Adam Jewell. Leaves it out top for Sam Markham. Trojans will run splits down low. They'll bring Franken here to this right side. Now clear it out for Markham. Markham back out top to Stuart Hoy. Stuart on the circle. Now to Christensen, left wing. Christensen out top. It's Markham. Markham hesitates. Drives the left side. Stops. Looks for help now. He's in the lane. Gets his position out of there real quick and dumps it off for Franken. Back out top of the center circle. Christensen will reset with 2:15 left to play. Chad top of the circle, drives to the left side, kicks to the corner now to Markham. Markham back out top on the dribble, and he'll leave it for Franken. I hesitate to call this a four-corner, but the Trojans are in no real hurry, looking for an easy opportunity. Franken drives baseline and throws it back out top now to Markham. Christensen now wide open on the arc to three. Good! Chad Christensen buries another three. 51-45 Atlantic on a top timeout on the floor. With a minute 49 left, and the Trojans have taken a 6-point lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The insurance store with offices in Adair and Casey. Service is what they have to sell.
Call 641-742-3358 in Adair or 641-746-2714 in Casey. See Brick, Betty, Brett, Judy, Tammy, or Bob at the insurance store today. And good luck, athletes, in all of your sporting events. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Medical Clinic. Give them a call today at 243-1833. And by Better Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Audubon for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawns. Visit Better Equipment in Audubon today.
A minute 49 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 51-45 Atlantic on the back of a couple of Chad Christensen threes has a six-point lead now. And Harlan has the basketball coming back out of the break as they inbound. Jake Berry will take it and run it to the front court. He spins with center court and works it up the right side. Franken picks him up defensively. A drive to the baseline. He turns. Nowhere to go. The kick across. Kyle Jewell. Long three try is good. Kyle Jewell steps way outside. The freshman knocks down the three to cut the lead in half. It's 51-48. A minute and a half left to play. Franken back court. Fires up the floor to Christensen. In the lane. Bounce feed underneath to Hoy. Gets knocked away. They break pressure. And then tried to get a quick one down low. Get the loose ball. And Christensen back out. Top of the bat. Pass is stolen. Gabe Ferry to steal. He'll run the floor, take it into the lane, missed the layup. Christensen got a hand on it just as he went up. And he missed the layup, and trailing the play, the Trojans get the rebound. Now Christensen to the front court, and he gets bumped and fouled. That'll be Kyle Jewell stepping in and picking up his second, just the sixth team foul against the Cyclones. So no free throws yet for the Trojans.
Doing a great job not giving up on the play again. Christensen just got a little piece of the ball and made him adjust that shot, and he couldn't knock it down in transition.
Back into the ball game now. Landsman checks in for the Cyclones. He'll take the place of Nathan Cave. Landsman, a freshman, checks in with just 65 seconds left in the game. 3-point lead for Atlantic. 51-48 as they inbound. Christensen to the front court. Christensen out top with it. He'll hand it off to Dalton Franken. He'll bring it around. We're under a minute to go now. Franken out top picks up his dribble. Needs some help, but we got a foul. That's Trey Lansman. Boy, with all the bumping and pounding we've seen here tonight, and we get a foul because Lansman just leaned a little too much on Franken, 30 feet away from the basket.
Yeah, that's an interesting call, if you say, compared to the way this game's been played out. Now Atlantic with a chance at the line.
Franken go to the line to shoot the 1-1. Front end of the bonus on the way, and it's good. These are important free throws here. The Trojans are in the bonus. The Cyclones are not. Atlantic has one foul left to give. Nathan Cave back in now for Harlan. 51 seconds left in the ballgame. One more try here for Franken. And the second one is no good. Rebounded by Landsman. 4-point lead, 52-48. Trojans have a two-possession advantage right now. Flavor center circle now for the Cyclones. 42 seconds left. Guarded there by Stuart Hoyt. Lobs it down low in the paint. It's Cave. Shot blocked from behind and a foul call. They're going to hit Chad Christensen with a foul. He went up to block the shot behind. He thought he got all ball. The official obviously disagreed.
Yeah, it's a tough angle because you're coming from the other side with across the back across his hand, so he's probably got a little bit of the hand on the block.
Nathan Cave to the line to shoot the two free throws here for the Cyclones, and he misses the first. Well, just like on the other side, important free throws. These are important as well. Cave has 10 points in the game. All of those came in that quick flurry in the second quarter. Second try for Cave on the way, and that one's good. That makes it a one-possession game now. It's a three-point game, 52-49. Will Landsman back in for the Cyclones. Nathan Cave will check back out again. And Atlantic will inbound to the backcourt. Oh, wide open, all the way up the floor. Sam Markham, the long pass, he'll take a head fake, go to the hole, bank shot, good. Long pass, a touchdown throw from Franken to Markham, who was streaking up the floor. And it's 54-49 Atlantic. Right side, Kyle Jewell, a long three, and it's good. He was so far out, nobody picked him up. Christensen stepped back from him. Jewell makes him pay as he buried the long one. And a timeout, half four by Harlan. That'll be, I believe, their final timeout. 50, or rather, we're under a minute to go here. It's a 54-52 game. We'll leave it here during this timeout. That's a freshman stepping out there, knocking down. He's got four threes here in the ball game. three of them in the second half, two of them here in the fourth quarter, and obviously big ones because it's kept this game close.
Yeah, I was going to say, of all people to expect to step up in a huge moment like that, you wouldn't expect the freshman to do it. But, boy, if he keeps shooting like that, he's going to be a headache for a lot of Hawkeye Chin Conference teams here in his career. But those are two long three-point attempts, and that last one pretty well contested. Those are tough shots, but he's keeping his team around right now.
Oh, the Trojans with a two-point lead and the basketball. So it may very well boil down to free throws here before we're finished tonight. Both teams are now in the bonus.
That long pass now looks even more so important. You got that easy bucket. At the moment, you didn't think it was that big a deal, but the huge three, and here it's important because it's giving you the lead right now.
Quite the flurry, a 20-13 advantage here in the fourth quarter for the Trojans. They lead by two, 54-52. We have 22 seconds left. Atlantic will inbound in the backcourt. An important inbound here. They feed it in, and it's chased out, and now Markham tries to dive for it. The ball loose. It is tied up. Oh, you're kidding me. They gave Harlan the ball. We have three players down there on the ball. That's going to be a technical foul. They gave Harlan a timeout as Will Landsman covered the ball, and the officials immediately said that he called for timeout. Harlan doesn't have any. That should be a technical foul. The officials are going to talk things over, and now the officials are going to call both coaches together. One of them is not going to be real happy here. Looks like we have no idea what they're saying down there, but I'm sure we'll be able to tell by somebody's reaction here in just a little bit. I think Atlantic's going to get the short end of this.
Yeah, I thought Blazik's not happy initially what they're talking about. Officials. They're going to call the jump ball.
Wow. And the possession arrow gives it to the Cyclone.
Wow.
I don't understand how you can change your call. The official came out and said timeout Harlan. Well, Harlan didn't have any timeout. That should have been a technical foul. Atlantic should have two free throws in the basketball. Instead, the Cyclones are going to get possession with 18 seconds left. Wow, that's a bonehead officiating play right there. They will inbound the basketball out top. Landsman has it. Dalton Franken picks him up defensively. Down to 12 seconds to go. Franken as they double screen. Landsman goes right, steps back, fires a three, no good. Rebound down low. It's fought for, grabbed by Markham, and the Trojans, it's a tied up basketball, and Atlantic has the arrow with 5 seconds left. So Atlantic will get the ball back now after the missed shot. And the rebound as Markham was down low on the floor. He was trying to call timeout. Everybody's scripting at the basketball. We have 5 seconds left on the clock, and now Atlantic will use the timeout. Trojans have plenty. They still have two more after this one. Not that you're going to need them in 5.4 seconds. It's nice to have that luxury, though, just in case you can't inbound the basketball.
Exactly. They'll have to come up with something, draw something up here to get a safe inbound. And then, of course, you're probably going to get fouled immediately, so need to make some free throws to prevent any kind of a last-second shot that would take you down here. But, who would have thought the possession error would have such a big impact on this game? But that's two straight possessions versus absolutely huge, and the Trojans come out unscathed, although Lambson got a good look at it, though.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he's been knocking those shots. They double screened for him. He had a clean look, couldn't hit it, but, you know, I mean, honestly, come on, guys. I mean, if you're going to wear the stripes, you're going to have the courage of your conviction, too. You cannot change your own calls. If you made the call, you're going to have the guts to stand by it, too. If that would have cost Atlantic a basketball game, there would have been a lot of angry folks here tonight.
And as a player, you can't blame the player, too. It's a reactionary thing sometimes. He called for timeout.
Well, the Trojans will inbound here in the backcourt. It'll be Dalton Franken looking to key it in. 5.4 on the clock. 5 seconds left. Franken looking. Gets it inbound. It's Christensen. Immediately he's wrapped up by Gabe Ferry. So it'll be number three on Ferry. And we'll march to the other side now to shoot free throws. Nope. Got a good chunk of time on the clock. 4.6 seconds. So 4 seconds left. The problem for Harlan is Atlantic has a chance to shoot the bonus here. If Christensen could make both, it makes it really a two-possession game. Harlan has no timeouts left, so they're going to have to, if they get an opportunity on a rebound, get the ball and go.
Yeah, they really need Christensen to miss one of these to give them an opportunity to tie. And, of course, if he were to miss both, you know, they still have the opportunity to win the game. So these are very important free throws.
Nathan Cave, Adam Jewell check back in now for the Cyclones. Christensen at the line to shoot the bonus. The front end of the bonus on the way is good. Well, that's the biggest one, obviously. You want to make the first so you get a chance, but it also makes it a three-point game. One more coming here for Christensen in the fourth quarter. On the way, no good. Rebound hits the floor, and it's knocked out of bounds here on the near side. It'll be Harlan basketball as Trey Landsman and Harrison Hoyt battled for it. Hoyt knocked it out. 3 seconds left, 3.5 on the clock. And Atlantic's going to have for another timeout. Chance to kind of talk things over here. I'm kind of surprised there. The Trojans want to talk about the defense. It also, of course, gives Harlan a chance to talk about things offensively, too, and maybe try to set something up. I'm not a coach, but I'm thinking you got a back screen somewhere and see if you can roll somebody off long, get an opportunity to get something. You don't want to just toss up a half-court shot. You got 3.5 left. If you get the ball in some kind of decent position, screen for somebody, maybe they get off a decent look.
Yeah, I would imagine maybe you bring a lot of your players up here into the backcourt and have them all screen and try to send somebody loose and hope that they can cut off on, untouched and get back behind the defense. But, of course, you got to make sure you step back behind the arc, too. It's not a situation where you really have time to get it to.
I hate to say this since Harlan's in the building, but you want to run maybe like an Eric May play?
That's true. Yeah, that would work.
It's a three-point, true. Three-point game, 55-52. The Trojans will not pressure the ball. They will guard at center court and pick up everyone man-to-man. Adam Jewell will inbound. He'll fire it up the length of the floor. High pass. Oh, it's intercepted. Markham picks it off. Feeds it ahead for Christensen. And time will expire. 55-52. Trojans the winner here tonight. Rallying back for the second time this season against the Harlan Cyclones here in this second half. Point win for Atlantic. We'll break and tell you more about it in just a moment. Listen to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Outfitters Plus Retail Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silk screen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Danish Mutual Insurance Association reminds you to be sure your insurance coverage is adequate. Call Danish Mutual Insurance in Elkhorn today. McAtee Tire and Service Center, serving your motoring needs with auto tune-up, front-end alignments, and complete brake service. McAtee Tire and Service Center in Atlantic.
With you here in Atlantic tonight as the Trojans rally back in the second half to post a 55-52 win over Harlan in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys basketball here tonight. Boy, nice crowd on hand here for the Trojans this evening. And, well, let's face it, they only paid $5 to get in, so they got their money's worth no matter what. But they really got a value tonight.
Yeah, they did. We knew this was going to be a fun game, and it did not disappoint. Both teams really played hard. Going back and forth, you had different players step up at different times in the game, and it's what you like to see in a good team basketball game against two teams that really like to go after each other.
Well, and that's the nice thing about a game like this. You look up and down the lineup, and there were so many key plays that happened during the course, or key sections here during the course of this ball game. I mean, early on, Dalton Franken, the first half for Atlantic with 15 points, really kept him in the ball game offensively when no one else was doing much. On offense in that first half, he had 15 of their 20 points because the Trojans were down 7 at halftime. Sam Markham was skunked in the first half points-wise. He was on the bench most of the first half with a couple of fouls. In the second half, he ended up with 10 points, but they were some key ones. But his defense, quickness, the rebounding, doing all those kinds of things. Chad Christensen playing some good defense, hustling back, knocking the ball away. That looked like it was going to be an easy layup late in the ball game. Also, a couple of just ice-cold three-pointers down there late when the ball game was tied gave Atlantic a 6-point lead. And, you just look up and down the lineup, you find all kinds of things. Harlan as well. I mean, Kyle Jewell comes off the bench, the freshman, has 4 threes, a couple of them in the fourth quarter to help them hang around late. Trey Landsman again with another nice performance in a big second half for them. But the Trojans really held the Cyclones down a bit in that second half. They scored just 20-some points in the first half, or in the second half of the ballgame. 25 points was all they were able to muster in that second half. So the Cyclones, couldn't muster a lot of offense in that second half.
Yeah, they really couldn't. And, you look at a guy, too, kind of a opposite situation of a guy like
You know, Kyle Jewell stepped up. He had Nathan Cave, who in the first half was able to knock down a lot of points, and he only had one in the second half. So, you know, you had certain guys that kind of were hot and cold at different times in the ball game, and it wasn't real consistent for anybody, but, you know, you got the plays that he needed for the Trojans down the stretch. You know, building up that little bit of a cushion at the end really paid off because they absolutely needed every point.
Fun game to watch.
Certainly was fun.
And it's a tough drive back to Harlan for the Cyclones here tonight because they felt like they played well enough to win, and they really did here tonight,
yeah,
too. But, you know, in the end, 3 points separated two teams, and Atlantic wins at 55-52 here this evening. Take a look at some of the numbers for you here tonight in the contest. First for Atlantic, three players in double figures tonight. In fact, three in double digits for both teams here this evening. For Atlantic, Dalton Franken leads the way. He had 21 points in the contest tonight. Franken with 21 this evening. He leads all scorers in the basketball game here this evening. Chad Christensen had 14 points for the Trojans tonight. Half of those go in the third quarter, when they really needed the 14 for Christians, and also 10 for Sam Markham here this evening. And he came off the bench, had all 10 of his in the second half. Also 8 points tonight for Stuart Hoag and a couple for Harrison Hoag this evening for the Trojans. For the Cyclones, four players in double figures as well. Trey Landsman led the way, had 14 points tonight. Also a dozen points this evening for Kyle Jewell. And Nathan Cave had 11 this evening here for the Cyclones as well. 7 points for Gabe Ferry here tonight, and 4 each for Adam Jewell and for Nate Claver in the basketball game. The Cyclones, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. You know, the Cyclones only shot 2 free throws in the second half.
Yeah, that's also something that's kind of a head-scratcher as well, because you know, they went to line, you know, a decent amount of time there in the first half, and I guess it's just because the offense kind of was working differently for them too there in the second half. They relied on those outside shots there by Kyle Jewell to keep them kind of scoring. They weren't going inside as often there in the second half.
Yeah, for the Trojans, they were 10 of 14 from the free throw line. The majority of those coming in the second half. They were 8 out of 10 in the second half of the basketball game as they really helped themselves from the free throw line down the stretch in this contest. So with the victory tonight, the Trojans improved to 16-1 on the season. They are 10-1. In Hawkeye 10 conference play, they solidify their lead. They stay on top of the conference standings at the end of the night. For the Cyclones, the loss drops them to 10-5 overall. They are 6-4 in Hawkeye 10 conference play with the loss. The Trojans led at 10-7 at the quarter break. It was Harlan rallying back with a 20-10 second quarter. They led 27-20 at intermission. Trojans made a run, took a lead in the third quarter at 34-30. But the Cyclones were able to rip off 11 straight points. They were up 39-34 after three and got the first bucket in the fourth quarter as well to take a 41-34 lead. But the Trojans rallied back after that as they were able to have a nice finish to the ball game. I can add it up here real quick. It was a 21-11 finish to the basketball game for Atlantic as they come back to pick up the 55-52 victory here tonight. Fun ball game and a solid win for the Trojans. You know, they've had a bunch of these this year. They don't seem to make things easy for themselves some nights, but they're playing good competition on the top half of the Hawkeye 10 conference. So, you know, you just build a lot by winning these types of ball games.
Yeah, you know, this is a good win moving forward. It was a great win the first time around when they came back to win on the road. It's a great win once again here at home. But, you know, it does tell you, too, heading down the stretch, Atlantic's, their margin of error is not great. So once you get to the postseason, you're going to have to keep playing hard and keep, you know, kind of getting the experience of winning these type games. It's a great thing moving forward because they have that under their belt. They're going to need it to, it looks like, once it comes down the stretch run as well when it gets time to the postseason.
Well, yeah, in a couple of weeks, they're all difficult once you get to that postseason. So 55-52, Trojans win it here tonight over the Harlan Community Cyclones. That's going to do it for us here tonight. Our next high school basketball action for you here on KJAN comes your way Friday night. Chris and I will be right back here in these two seats. Hope they stay warm. It'll be Atlantic versus Lewis Central in girls Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball. 7:30 is scheduled start time, and we'll have it for you Friday night here on the station where your friends are. 55-52, Harlan falling to Atlantic for the second time this season here tonight on the Trojans' home floor. That'll do it for us this evening. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here this evening, and good night from the Atlantic High School Gymnasium.